Let's pray. Father, as we hear your word read to us, would we encounter your living word, Jesus, now? Amen. Please do be seated. Well, I wonder what comes into your mind when you hear about a well. Maybe you have a well in your back garden, a little wishing well, maybe knee-height with a nice wooden pitched roof over it. Or you've been to a national trust or an English heritage property and you've chucked two copper coins in, or your children or your grandchildren have, and you've made a wish. Well, that is exactly not what the well that we've got in our story is like. The well in our story is probably about the size of our communion table. It was probably that high and about 5-6 foot across. It's that high to stop the children of the village accidentally falling in, because it would have been deep and it would have had water at the bottom. The well would have had a big cap to stop muck and dirt being blown in. We're not talking a little wishing well. We're talking a big centre of the community well. So let me paint you a picture so that we can enter in to what is going on in this famous story. You might like to close your eyes to just be able to understand and picture in your mind's eye what's going on. So we're in 2,000 years ago. It's the middle of the day. We haven't got British overcast weather. It's baking hot. It's dusty. It's sandy. It's sweaty. The sun is at its been beating down for hours. Jesus and his disciples have been walking from Judea to Galilee, and it's a journey. It's lunchtime, and so Jesus has sent his disciples to go and get some food. A good move by a leader there, sending off your followers. And he's there, quite literally, sitting on the well. Our translation translates this as by the well, but the Greek is epi, which means on. He's sitting on the well. It's like Claire sitting on the communion table. You can't approach the well without encountering Jesus. That's our scene. Open your eyes now if you like. And you've got to remember, the well is the social center of the everybody goes there to draw water every day. There's no tap in your house to turn on to get clean, fresh water out. They can't store water easily in that culture. Every day the villagers, usually women, would go to the well and draw water to provide for their families. And so there's our scene, Jesus, a Jew, sitting on the well in the midday heat when a Samaritan woman approaches to draw. And so from Jesus sitting on this well, he would have been able to see this woman approaching. And what would have been expected to happen is for Jesus, upon seeing this woman approaching the well, is for him to draw about 20 meters away. Because in that culture, men and women don't interact with people whom they weren't related. Men and women kept their distance. And not only that, the Jewish people didn't like interacting with Samaritans. In their minds, they were half-bloods of mixed. Here's what one commentator described it like. Descended from Jews who married foreigners during the exile, they were viewed as children of political rebels, half-breeds, whose religion was tainted by various unacceptable elements. Men did not interact with women, and Jews did not interact with Samaritans. And not only this, but the approaching the well in the middle of the day. Nobody goes to draw water in the middle of the day. The women would go to the well in the morning and the evening when it was cool, when the work of lowering and raising the buckets was less sweaty, when the water hadn't been heated by the midday sun and it was cool and refreshing to the tongue. Nobody goes to the water the day. Yet this woman is here. Why? Because she's a social outcast. She's self-isolating from her community. As we look at the passage, she's had five husbands and is living with a sixth man who is not her husband. The text doesn't tell us why this is. Maybe she's been unlucky in love, or more likely, She's been badly treated by each of those five men, one after another, cast aside over and over again, receiving ridicule from her community, self-isolating to reduce the social contact so she doesn't have to experience rejection each time she goes to the well. And yet, Jesus, knowing all of this, the male-female thing, the Jew-Samaritan thing, and now the social tainting, still doesn't retreat when he sees her coming. Instead, he stays where he is, sitting on the well, and allows her to approach him. And he does incredible. He asks her for a drink. And she responds, "How is that you, a Jew, ask a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" She's saying, "Are you sure that? Are you really sure you mean to talk to me? First of all, the male-female thing. Secondly, the Samaritan thing. You know who I am, right? You do get why I come here in the middle of the day. You want to be seen with me. I'm socially infectious, ritually unclean. I'm isolated from my community. They won't be near me. And yet you are asking a drink from me. Are you sure?" And yet Jesus is completely unfazed by all of this. He doesn't care about who she is or what she's done or what she's had done to her. Instead, he offers her water. Living water that won't run out, that won't end, that wells up to eternal life. And you can see how desperate this woman is for that. She says, "This water, so that I don't have to keep coming here to draw water." She hates the stares and the whispers she hears as she goes to the well, the distancing and the distraction. She wants never to have to come to the well again. And yet Jesus knows all this, and he still meets her at the well. He still asks her for a drink. He still talks to her. He still offers her living water. If you wanted to pick the least likely, least trusted, least socially acceptable person to offer living water to, you could pick a better person. A Samaritan woman who has had five husbands, who lives with a man who isn't her husband. Jesus meets her and offers her what she needs. Comfort, salvation, living water. This woman has been drinking from the wrong wells all her life, trying to find redemption in each successive relationship, hoping that this one will take. This one will bring her back to acceptable society, will give her enough social points that she'll be accepted back into the community. But each time she finds the man to be untrustworthy, reneging on the promises he's made, rejecting her and moving so much whatever, leaving her unloved and unclean. But Jesus doesn't do that to her. He doesn't ignore her or reject her or retreat away. He engages, offers her something. In this time of coronavirus, where isolation is encouraged and where contact is discouraged, Jesus doesn't retreat. He doesn't walk away. He meets you where you are. He doesn't see you coming and retreat to a safe distance in case he touches you, in case he gets affected. No, he is there at the well waiting for you. Offer you living water. Water that bubbles up and offers life. Now, please don't hear me wrong. I'm not saying faith will protect you. Pray a simple prayer and it's going to be okay. Let go and let God. Don't worry. No, that's not what I'm saying. Wash your hands. Self-isolate if you need to. But know that Jesus is there with you. He does not retreat from you in that moment of social isolation. He is there with you, offering you living water. And secondly, hold out Jesus to others. Don't remove social contact from those who are self-isolating. Now, that doesn't mean go round, ring the doorbell, but use the phone, send a text, Skype, FaceTime. Offer to go shopping, pick up the essentials for those who are reasons of health unable to engage in communal life. Wouldn't it stick if at the end of this terrible situation we find ourselves in, the church became known for holding out Jesus, for serving those who need serving, bringing living water in the shape of food parcels and toilet rolls who can't get their hands on these things? We're approaching the middle of the day. The sun is rising to its zenith. And this is the time when we retreat to the shade. This is where the people who need living water to be found in Jesus are going to be isolated at the well. While following the expert's advice, taking sensible precautions and necessary hygiene measures, let down, let's not retreat, but rather let's hold Jesus out to a scared and isolated world. Let's hold out a Jesus that offers living water that springs up to eternal life. Amen.
Amen.